SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Victor Cruz, 34 today. Mark Sanchez, the butt fumble, 34. Matt Garza, 37. Jason Grilly, remember him? 44. Damian Easley, 51. Steve Foley, NFL, 67. Fuzzy Zeller, 69. They came down hard on Fuzzy. And then Warner Wolf, the legendary New York sportscaster, 83. My dad used to work with Warner Wolf back in the day, about 55 years ago. How crazy is that? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Tiger reflects on an emotional fifth Masters green jacket he got last year. We'll hear from him. We'll hear from DeChambeau, Rory. It's always a good day when we hear from the fine Irish laddie, Rory. Phil Mickelson will be on today's show. Cam Stewart is going to rock us his golf bet. You know, this guy's got a litany of golf bet action that is absolutely second to none. He loves betting on golf. We're going to get all the Masters betting and props, Tiger props, DeChambeau props, Rory props, senior players, various Masters props outside that cage. We'll get into all of that. Then, Payne Day NFL, we're going to hear from Jonathan Taylor of the Colts getting ready for the Thursday nighter tomorrow night in Smashville. Sean McDermott is focusing on the Bills staying on a straight line week to week. Let's get it on. Let's not worry about anything else. Let's win games. That's what I've been saying with Carver High all along on Coast to Coast. Just go win games. Forget about everything else. Positioning, they need to worry about winning, and they need to worry about winning a playoff game. No other goals should be in line, in my opinion. Sean McVay on the show today talking about he doesn't care if Seattle's defense sucks. He's worried about them. Mike Tomlin talking about Big Ben. Will he be able to go or not? We'll hear from him. He's a badass. I love Tomlin. Bill Belichick says not going to the Jets was the greatest moment of his life. Ooh, facial. Matt Patricia says the Lions need to be better. Gee, you think? John Gruden breaks down the Raiders first half for us today on Coast to Coast. Plus, we got Christian McCaffrey not practicing today, getting a second opinion. He's going to miss the game in Tampa that they're playing. I think that game's actually in Charlotte, though. Owners unanimously approved 16-team playoff contingency plan. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates on Sports Grid Radio, Sports Grid Radio Overnights, Pharrell on a Bench, Sports Ridge, Bagels and Bad Beats. Get our YouTube page, subscribe for you. You can watch us do the shows and get the app. Sports Grid Radio app is gone. You'll love it. You can listen to every show on Sports Grid TV and radio on there. I think you'll dig it. And we're on Mightier 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Good to have you with us today on Coast to Coast. All right. So also, the NFL is awarding teams a third-round draft pick for the advancement of minorities. That's a good idea. The Goodell talked today about the NFL considering onside kick alternatives, that fourth and 15 play. They brought that back out of the woods. The Eagles have a coach testing positive for COVID. Roger Goodell says the NFL wants as many fans of the Super Bowl in Tampa as safely possible. Baker Mayfield activated off the COVID list. Odell Beckham had his ACL surgery. Aqib Talib going to make his Fox broadcasting debut this week with Washington and Detroit. We got your players of the week on both sides, AFC and NFC. We'll talk James Harden and Russell Westbrook. Are they concerned about the Rockets? Really what it boils down to is Russ getting dealt and is Harden going to end up in Philadelphia? That's really the topics of conversation. Deontay Wilder still trying to force a trilogy fight with Tyson Fury, and he's trying to do it in the courts now through a mediator. We'll get into UFC news with Mafia, another fight card this week. We'll get into all of that and the boxing stuff outside of Wilder and Fury on today's Coast to Coast. Plus, Aaron Torres of Fox Sports and the Aaron Torres podcast will talk college football and college rack with our buddy Aaron Torres. Greg Marshall at Wichita State, done as the coach of the Shockers. We'll get into the preseason All-American team in college basketball. More action tonight. Three more games in college football tonight. Tons of cancellations, though. Ohio State, Maryland. There's going to be no SEC game on CBS this weekend, Georgia, Missouri, the latest casualty. We'll get into all the college football news. Alex Cora talking on the show today, the new Mets owner, Steve Cohen, on the show today. And will they keep Luis Rojas as the manager? It looks likely. All the baseball news and baseball awards. We're going to get into all of that on today's Coast to Coast. So don't go anywhere, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back on Coast to Coast. Let's bring in Carver High. And before we jump into the Tiger stuff, how about the funny story I told you last night on Pharrell on a Bench? I was doing the show yesterday, and I had no idea this was going on Coast to Coast. And a guy reached out to me that I know that was down in Florida at a beach bar hitting it hard. And he said he looked up on the TVs all throughout this bar at the beach, and it had our show on, right? And the guy was freaking out because he hadn't seen me in a long time. And he's like, that's my boy. And then he asked the guy running the bar, he said, what channel is that? The guy goes, I don't know what channel it is. How the hell do I know what channel it is? And then the guy kept trying to figure out what channel it was. Nobody knew what channel it was, but it was on every TV in the bar. And then he started sending me pictures, Carver High, of the show. And then I explained to him all about Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio and everything else. And now another fan. We got another guy turned onto it. So he downloaded the apps, and now he's watching. And he saw it for the first time ever in a bar at the beach in Florida. How funny is that?
Well, that's outstanding, and it's good to see, Scotty, that a lot of the bars, you know, down there putting it on. There's so many good ways to watch now. You think about Samsung TV and Vizio and Sling, because on the free Sling, like I throw it on mine, and you go down to the sports. I mean, Sports Grid's literally the first thing that you see on the free Sling TV. So a lot of great ways to watch, and it looks like a lot of the bars down in Florida are throwing Sports Grid on. So I love seeing it, Scotty.
You were the first guy to ever take me to that huge Slingers party. I had a great time. I've never done that before, completely naked at a party with everyone. Are we on the air?
No. Let's talk about let's go to the Masters, Scotty. I'm not going to take you again if you keep telling everybody that situation. Let's go to the Masters. Augusta, Scotty. Tomorrow, they get underway. Big Masters event delayed this year into November. It's going to be a different feel. Let's hear from some of the players. We'll start with Tiger, Scotty. He is the defending champion. He won the green jacket last year in April, and he was very, very emotional, Scotty, yesterday, talking about win in 2019, winning the green jacket again. Here's Tiger getting very emotional.
Very emotional. I'm still getting chills just thinking about it. Feelings, you know, coming up 18 and knowing that all I had to do is just two-putt that little 15-footer and, you know, see my family there, and my mom and my kids and all the people that helped support me or were there for me during the tough times. And I was walking up there just trying not to lose it and say, hey, I still got a two-putt this. And then when I walked off the back of the green, you know, to see Charlie there and just open up our arms. And it meant a lot to me, and it still does. It just reminded me so much of me and my dad. To come full circle like that still gives me, you know, a little teary.
Oh, my God. I just can't even. Just to go to break. No, I'm just kidding.
All I know is that getting old sucks. And I said this on Pharrell on a Bench last night as well. I was watching the press conference with Tiger answering all those questions. Jesus, he makes me look like I'm 25. Your boy is just getting old and losing all his hair. It's the worst. When I started losing hair, honestly, it was devastation. I wanted to jump off the GW bridge. I mean, do you remember Mafia? Hold on. Remember the day you guys told me I was losing hair in the studio at Howard Stern? I started combing my hair like Pat Riley to cover up the bald spot. I went through all kinds of drama. Friends are like, get hair plugs. I'm like, hair plugs? What is that? I'm not doing any kind of plugs in my brain, but I thought Tiger looked really old to me. I don't know about anybody else, but he looks like he's really old. Like, I'm way older than him, and I look younger than him. I mean, honestly.
He's been playing for a long time.
I don't care. What does that have to do with anything?
You got to also remember, not only has this guy been playing golf for a long time, the double life that he led up until a few years ago, where he was, you know, on the off days with the ladies and with everything that was going on. Like, Tiger lived like a whole separate life outside of golf. So you
booze, pills. I think, listen, I've talked to my therapist. He told me that if your wife chases you with a golf club, that's at least 10 years right off your life right there. So he aged 10 years when his wife Ellen was chasing him with that golf club at a crashed caddy up into a tree. I mean, that kind of stuff will take a toll on a fella.
I'll be rooting for him because, honestly, Scotty, I think that this is the only major that Tiger can still win. I think he's so good at this course. I don't think that he can win others. If he's going to get any more major wins, I think that it's going to be at Augusta. Let's get to a couple of other guys. How about Bryson DeChambeau coming off the big win at the U.S. Open a couple of months ago? He's all the talk of the tour this year with his fit diet and, you know, the 75,000 calories that he eats every day. We know that he hits the big stick, but he says, Scotty, he's going to have to do more than just hit the big stick this weekend at Augusta. Here's Bryson.
I can hit it as far as I want to, but it comes down to putting and chipping out here. You know, that is one of the things that I think people sometimes struggle to see. As much as I can gain an advantage off the tee, I still have to putt it well and chip it well and wedge it well and even iron play it well. And that's what I did at the U.S. Open. If I don't putt it well at the U.S. Open, if I don't wedge it well, if I don't hit my irons close, I don't win that tournament. So it always comes down to making the putts at the end of the day.
Well, I think that's pretty duh. Like, what golf tournament on the face of the earth? Name one golf tournament. Name one. I don't care if it's the Masters. I don't care if it's the Houston Open. It does not matter. Everything is about driving, chipping, and putting. That's the game of golf. If you don't hit your putts, you're not winning any golf tournament. I don't care how far you hit the golf ball. But, you know, tee to green, tee to fairway. Fairway in with the wedge and the putt, or the chip and the putt and up and downs. That's what the game's all about. I don't know what he's talking about. It's simple. If you don't nail shots around the green, you're not winning any golf tournament, let alone the Masters.
You drive for show and you putt for dough, Scotty. That's the way that it always goes when you're on the golf course. Let's go to Rory McIlroy now. Been a very weird year for Rory, he says, with the COVID and no fans on the course. But Rory is ready to go this weekend, Scotty. Here he is.
It's been an adjustment to get used to, but you know we've been in it now for a few months and feel like I've, you know, maybe took me a little longer to adjust than some other people. But you know, this is the way it's going to be for a while, and they're still handing out trophies at the end of every week.
He still needs this one, right, Carver High? He doesn't have one in his bag.
No Masters for Rory, so Rory still does need a master. And he'll look to get it this weekend. It has not been a good year for him. Hey, listen, it's been a tough year. He just said it right there. It's been a different year. The schedule's been messed up. I know that he's had the COVID stuff go on with him too. So we'll see if Rory can get going at Augusta this weekend. Let's go to Phil, Scotty. And we know that Phil Mickelson has been playing some tournaments on the senior tour. He's been trying to get his game right. Scotty, he's just happy to be here. Here's Mickelson.
I have been playing a couple of champions events to build my confidence, and I've had fun on playing some of those tournaments. I haven't played the best on the regular tour this year, other than maybe a good run in Memphis, but I love coming here, and I'm very appreciative of the extra work that this club has gone through to make this event happen. It's not easy to have the course ready in November, and they've done a remarkable job. And it's not easy to put a tournament on in this era with so many challenges. But we're, as players and I think as fans, very appreciative of the hard work and extra effort that's gone into this event.
Yeah, I don't see it for Lefty. I think he's basically Fred Couples now. You know, I think, you know, Fred would always show up at Augusta and play fantastic on Thursday and Friday, and then he'd start to wilt on Saturday and then be finished by Sunday, right? So of all those former champs, you talked about it yesterday, I think, Carver High, or last night on Ferrell on the Bench, Patrick Reed's, I think, a great bet. Guys like Adam Scott, I think, Zach Johnson, I think all still young enough, and, you know, they're horses that can still play, I think, on this golf course and tame it a little bit. I don't know about these guys in their 50s. It's not happening.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. I'm all over Patrick Reed this weekend. He plays really well at this course. Nobody likes Patrick Reed. I know I'm in the minority, but I like rooting for him. We have a lot of props for the golf, Scotty, and a lot of different things. You and Cam are going to look at it when we come back. But who's going to finish the best Lefty, the best former winner? Plenty of props for you, Scotty.
I love it. Cam Stewart's going to rock his golf bets next on Coast to Coast. So grab your golf balls and beer.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Cam, great stuff. And we have Cam now to talk about the Masters. You love betting on golf. I don't know anyone ever that bets more golf than you. I've never met a single soul on earth that likes the betting on golf more than you. I've always found it to be a brutal way to make a living. What turns you on about betting on golf?
Everything, Scott. The big paydays. Think about it. It's not like a football game. You get even money. You win a golf tournament, you win it 20 to 1, 30 to 1, 45, 60. I'm telling you, buddy, we blow up the tote boards. It's the way I look at it, like horse racing. Sometimes when you hit a big one, you hit a real big one. And that's what I like with golf. Golf is one of those situations, man, where you can make a lot of bread, a lot of bread, and you could do it. It's a patience game. And I'll tell you something, buddy, it's great for live betting too. It's one of these things you can get a guy, you know, 5-6 shots off the lead over the weekend, and then you just basically, you know, you can ride that pony all the way home and get a good price. You don't need to bet everybody. You could bet a few, and then you see how it goes live. And a 4 or 5 shot lead, it basically means nothing in a golf tournament, especially for Augusta. The Masters at 10, 11, and 12, buddy, that's the way to attack it live. Bad things happen. Remember Jordan Spieth when he had Watergate there? Bad things, waters, balls in the water. Danny Willett won at like 85 to 1 that year, so things can happen in golf, man. It's a wicked sport to bet, but it'll drive you nuts. Like, you think regular betting on hockey and basketball and football, golf will give you ulcers. You'll be just absolutely crushing Maalox, Gaviscon, all the big leagues of antacids. I've done them all, buddy. I'm on to Prilosec OTC and in the Super Bowl of antacids. Golf will drive you nuts, especially when you got a 3-shot lead on Sunday and your guy pisses it away shooting a 77. It'll drive you nuts, but it's fun, man. It's a lot of fun.
So the favorites that you mentioned, both at 8 to 1, DeChambeau and DJ, are you going anywhere near that? Or do you like either one of them in those odds? Or what's your style going into tomorrow?
I don't want to sound like, you know, hey, I'm Cam, I got this guy, but I really did get DeChambeau at 28 to 1 months ago. We talk about golf odds a lot like the stock market. I'm all in with him. As for DJ, I think he's one of the guys that can win this tournament. He's finished second last year, Scotty. He's always there. You might want to get a little bit more. The way I look to attack the Masters is been there, done that. Take guys in top 10 betting. You know, guys a little bit outside there. Like Tony Finau is a guy that I like this week. He might not win, but he's one of those guys. It's just he's always there. Top 10 in majors all the time. Can he close the door? Maybe, maybe not. He hasn't won, you know, on a smaller tournament stage, but that's the way to attack it. Top tens, matchups, all sorts of stuff. You can do anything with the Masters. Hell, and for all the old guys out there, Bernard Langer is a guy that I love. If you like, you know, like him in a matchup bet against Fred Couples or one of those guys, that's what I like. So, you know, the Masters has something for everybody. The top American right now is minus 200. I think an American's probably going to win the tournament. So it seems like a lot of juice, but that's nothing for me. So, you know, you can bet whatever you want.
All right, so there's a couple guys that I like, and I want to see what you think of them that I was kind of selling last night. I like Xander Schauffele, and I like Louis Oosthuizen. And Louis's done very well at Augusta. And obviously, Schauffele last year second, and he's been like, has he not like been one of the most fantastic major players this year in all of them? I mean, he's just been a beast.
Schauffele is one of the best players in the world. The problem is he's got Tony Finau syndrome. He can't close. He was in a tournament a couple weeks ago, went down the stretch there, and he met Jason Kokrak. Jason Kokrak sitting there going, I don't care that you're Xander Schauffele, one of the best golfers in the world. He beat him down in the final holes to win a tournament closer to 60-1. Schauffele's great, Scotty. He never seems to win, but he's been really, really close before. I like him this week, though. I think he's the type of guy you take in a top five, top 10 bet. And Louis Oosthuizen has actually made my six pack. I think he's one of the best value plays on the board. I like him. He's around 55-60-1. Louis loves the Masters. He knows this course inside out. I like that. I think he'd actually be there. I love him top 10. I would not be shocked if he finished top five as well.
All right. So we have a lot of graphics for props. Can we start with the maybe Tiger props that we have? Would that be feasible if we were able to go? Here's
Tiger.
Go ahead. What do you think of the Tiger props?
Tiger to make cut, minus 400. I would. He's probably going to make it, but I'd pass. Top five, no. I don't think Tiger Woods will be a factor this week. I think he won't have the magic that he had before. Top 10 plus 330, pass. Top former winner, pass. Versus Phil Mickelson, very interesting. Minus 162. I would lay that with Tiger. I don't really like the price outright win. I'm going to say no at 47-1. There's so many other options out there. I get it. Tiger Woods has played this course. He can play it blindfolded and probably do really, really well, guys. But just those numbers, you're never going to get him at 47-1 again. But I just don't think he's going to be there. You got DJ, you got DeChambeau, you got Rahm, you got Thomas, you got everybody in the world. I don't think Tiger's going to be the guy this week. I'm going to probably fade him. It's a matchup bet.
Yeah, I was with you. The exact same path was that minus a buck 62 against lefty. I'd be willing to lay that, but that's the only bet that I would have made. Let's go to the Bryson DeChambeau props now, and tell me what you think of those.
Bryson DeChambeau to win the Masters. I think he'll be first or second at 8-1. So if you have no bets out there, I love it. Top five plus 195, sign me up. Top 10 with no juice, sign me up. It's almost a lock. Versus John Rahm, yes, I like him over John Rahm, actually, in a matchup bet at plus 106. Top USA player, if you think he's going to win, him or DJ at 6-1. I kind of like that because if John Rahm does win from Spain or a couple other guys come out there, Ty Hatton might be a guy that people look for. So I got no problem with that. But I'm going to tell you, DeChambeau, this is a test, Scotty. This is the thing. Science versus golf. Is he going to take that driver out and just pummel it everywhere and just, you know, you use a wedge? You saw what happened in the practice round. A long time ago, Louis Oosthuizen had an albatross. He hit 4-iron coming in. The same hole, he played it, DeChambeau, with a 7. Are you kidding me? The guy played it with a 7-iron. So what's he doing? Like, he is pummeling the ball right now. The thing is, there's no patrons there. Is there going to be some rough? Maybe. There could be. But you know what? I don't know. This guy can hit at it anywhere, pine straw. But I liked your clip. That's why I was laughing with you and Carver. Hey, I got a chip and putt to win the golf tournament. Yeah, you do. That's kind of the way things work. Yeah, if your putting sucks, it doesn't matter if you hit it 390 yards. You're not going to win the damn golf tournament. But I will say this. I would love to be going into holes, Scott, with a 9-iron instead of a 5 or a 6. Buddy, you play the game. It makes things a hell of a lot easier. You can get action on the ball, suck it back, make it dance, do all the things that you want to do. And that's the problem. DeChambeau has the length, and he has the skill set to do it. Will his putter be there? Maybe.
So I play a lot, and this entire year playing golf, I didn't. I just am done using woods. I'll use a hybrid on the
me too.
Fairway, but I don't use them on the tees anymore. I'd rather hit a 3-iron or a 4-iron and put it out in the fairway and then go hit it again from distance and then up and down, then to go wildly left or wildly right with these gigantic house-sized drivers that everybody pulls out of their bag. I think back in the day, when I had a normal driver, I hit the ball a lot better and cleaner with it. With these gigantic car-sized drivers, I'm an absolute mess. I don't use the woods anymore. I hate them. I won't even put them in my bag anymore. I go to the golf course with nothing but irons. All right, we got Rory props now. What do you think of the Rory props?
Here's the thing. Rory needs the Masters for the career Grand Slam. I don't think he's going to get it this week. It's interesting, Scott. You look at sports with fans, and you're like, Rory's one of those guys you can live on. You can live off, you know, the roar of the crowd, like Tiger. Then there's guys like Patrick Cantlay. He's boring as hell. He doesn't care. The guy's soda crackers. He doesn't care if a bird's chirping, anyone's cheering. Nobody wants him to win the golf tournament. Guys want Tiger to win, and a lot of fans are going to want Rory to win. They're not there. He's going to have to self-motivate himself. Will he win the Masters? I don't think so. The one bet I like for Rory is top 10. He always finds a way to backdoor himself into the top 10. It's plus 130 on your tote board there. Top five, it's a little bit risque. There's too many other guys out there. In a matchup with Dustin Johnson, I would take Dustin Johnson over Rory McIlroy in a matchup bet. I like Rory. He seems like a really nice guy, but, you know, it's just his game's too erratic right now, and there's too many other guys I like more.
All right, I think we have some senior
Oh, I love it.
Props.
Love the geriatrics.
I could be wrong about that.
Unicorn stand-up.
I think here we go. These are the top Masters yes. props. Maybe you could go with those instead. Here we go. These are the top Masters yep. props.
Tournament winning score, 14 or worse, 15 or better. I'm actually going to go 14 or worse, but I think that's a very good number. Cut score, I think the cut will be, I like plus three or better at minus 102. Don't love it. Will there be a playoff? No, but I don't want to lay 400. Hole in one, yes, 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 yes. I like the hole in one. There always is a hole in one on 16. They love that hole. You saw what John Rahm did, man. The guy's putting it around, skipping it like stones off the water, right into the hole. I guarantee, Scotty, we'll get two or three of those, man. We're going to have some fun. Oh, here we go. Top geriatric. I love it. Phil Mickelson minus 155. I got one for you. Why don't you give me a shot with my German friend, Bernhard Langer, at 5-1. Watch out. Fred Couples, no thanks. Bad back. Vijay Singh, where are the white hookers? I don't know. Mike Weir's playing well. Don't like him at 20-1. Sandy Lyle, too old. Larry Mize from the area. Who hookers. Cares? I like Bernhard Langer. Yeah, my uncle is working a tournament in Canada. He goes, Mr. Singh, is there anything we could do to make you feel better? White hookers. That's what he said at the Canadian Open. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Happened about 20 years ago. But Vijay's a good guy. Great golfer. But I like Bernhard Langer at 5-1.
The views expressed on this show and network.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm going to get one from the boss.
Management or the host. All inquiries can be made to Toronto, Canada via Cam Stewart's voicemail. Here we go. How about the weather? How much? I got 20 seconds. How much will the weather play a role, Cam?
It will. The first 2 days, it's going to be wet. Guys who hit the ball a lot longer are going to do well. Look for a long ball hitter. Maybe a first-round leader bet with a guy like Tony Finau or Scottie Scheffler. Guys who can hit it pretty well, Scott. I think you're going to need length to win this year's Masters. So good luck with your picks, everybody.
Now, there he is, Cam Stewart. We talked a lot about liquids, weather, and hookers on today's segment. Getting ready.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll deal with the bosses later. That was stupid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, how funny was that with Cam talking about the Masters? Let's get into some NFL Pain Day action, Carver High. I know we got a lot to accomplish.
Yes, we do have a lot to accomplish. We'll start with tomorrow night's game, the Colts and the Titans in Nashville. We'll start with Colts rookie running back Jonathan Taylor. He hasn't been getting a lot of carries lately, Scotty, but he says that when he does get the carries, he has to make the most of them. Here's Taylor.
Yeah, one of the biggest things is understanding – we got guys that are more than capable. I know you guys just mentioned a little bit ago is, you know, you'd have about 15 plus carries in college. But, you know, the beauty about this thing is, you know, everyone here at the highest level of football are really good football players. So no matter if it's your number being called or someone else's number being called, they're more than capable than being able to make that play and to make a big play. So I think the biggest thing is understanding whether it's first half, second half, whenever number 28 number is called, I have to make sure that I know my assignment, I know my job, and I'm able to execute at a high level because the team's counting on me.
You know, I got to tell you, Carver High, it's surprising to me the limited amount of carries that he gets and how Frank Reich is really spreading it out with three guys. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. All it says to me is, frankly, that they're not that happy with him. The bottom line is, when he was in college, the guy carried the ball 35 times a game. He was the load. He was absolutely unstoppable. He carried it stronger in the second half, the third and fourth quarter, than he did in the first and second quarters. The guy got better as the game went along. And in the NFL, I thought that he was going to be a huge star for them, and they just don't use him enough. I don't think they like what he's bringing to the table, to be honest with you. If they did, I guarantee it, they wouldn't use three running backs.
Yeah, it is kind of strange because early in the season, he was getting a decent amount of carries the first two, three games, and now it's dipped off. Maybe they're looking at it that way, Scotty, that he carried the ball so much in college that they don't want to overwork him. Obviously, a little bit of a longer season in the NFL, a more physical game. Maybe that's what they're looking at. They're trying to keep him fresh for later in the year. That's really the only thing I can think of.
Fresh for what? Fresh for what? Yeah. They won't make the playoffs.
Right. Well, that's the other side of the coin with that. So the Colts and the Titans tomorrow night. I'm sure that we'll talk more about that tomorrow and get a pick from you as well, Scotty. Let's go to the Bills now. Bills go to Arizona this Sunday. Should be a fun one. Josh Allen, Kyler Murray here. Is Buffalo head coach Sean McDermott. Stay focused, son, as Scotty always says. Stay focused, son. Here's McDermott.
Stay focused.
Well, I think we got to come back with a chip on our shoulder this week and put a good week of practice in and have great clarity around how we're going to go about game planning and the game plan and the expectation level. You know, we still got a lot of football yet to be played, and we're going to go face a good Arizona team out of their spot. We're going to have to travel across country.
I mean, without a doubt, in my mind, and I know a lot of people question this, I think Tomlin and McDermott are the two best coaches in the AFC, and I mean it. And I understand John Harbaugh, what he's accomplished. I just love the way this guy coaches. He took a ragtag bunch of nobodies and turned them into a winner after years of failure and just bad luck and people whipping on the Bills and the media and fans mocking them. And he's turned them into a badass football team in the NFL. And I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about every year. They should have beaten the Texans last year in the playoffs. I love this guy as a coach. I think he's done an incredible job in Buffalo. I hope they keep him there a long time. I think he's an actual winner. I really do.
I will not disagree with any of the statements that you just made about head coach Sean McDermott. Rams and Seahawks, big game in the NFC West coming up this week, Scotty. Here is Rams head coach Sean McVay. He doesn't care that the Seattle defense stinks. His guys still need to show up and make it happen. Here's McVay.
You know, I don't know that you'd say weakness. I think Buffalo did some good things, but then when you watch the film from the previous week, they played excellent and outstanding against the 49ers. So, we know this team too well to take anything for granted. I know Coach Carroll and Coach Norton will have these guys ready to roll. You know, they still have Bobby Wagner. You know, you see Jamal Adams that they added, who's making, getting him back for the first time since week three. You feel his presence. And then adding Carlos Dunlap, I think, is a big boost to them. But they've got good players. They've got a great system. And it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Listen, I have a hard time believing, Carver High, that the Seahawks are going to lose two games in a row. And on top of that, I just flat out think they're better than the Rams on both sides of the ball. Now, I know all this rhetoric I've been hearing about the Seahawks don't have a defense. I don't buy that either. I think they're a really good team. I don't think they're capable, actually, of losing two in a row. I thought they looked fairly rough in Buffalo, but I give the credit to the Bills. I bet on the Bills. You know I bet on the Bills, and I had them outright to win the game. I think the Bills can win on the road this week at Zona. I think the Seahawks will win at SoFi against the Rams.
I know they got kind of lit up on the scoreboard, Scotty, but they did have seven sacks in the game against Josh Allen. Maybe we can give a little credit to Allen that maybe he played well I mean, I know that it's hard for people to do, but maybe Josh Allen and the Bills offense just played really well against the
Seahawks. They're a good team. You're 7-2. What is this I understand nonsense that. About? I mean, they have they have as many wins as Seattle. They're a very good team. The Bills are going to the playoffs. So are the Seahawks. I still think the Seahawks win the NFC West, without a doubt.
Let's go now to Mike Tomlin. Of course, the news yesterday, Ben Roethlisberger going to be in COVID protocol for a couple of days as a close contact. If he passes all the tests, he will play on Sunday. Tomlin, Scotty, is not worried about it at all. Big Ben's been around a long time.
You know, I'm not overly concerned about it. This guy's been doing his job for 17 years. He's got snap experience that he can call upon. We're still going to work extremely hard virtually to prepare. A lot of his work is above the neck anyway, in terms of preparation. I have very little concern about it, to be quite honest with you.
Listen, I don't doubt Belichick and Andy Reid and guys like that. But if honestly, I'm not even kidding. If I had to go to war and I was going to be in the trenches and I was going to be in the mud and the cold water, I want to be there with Tomlin leading my troops, honestly, because there's something special about him. He's nuts. And he's right to the point. I'm not worried about him at all. He's got 17 years. The guy could show up on Sunday with a beer in his hand and win. I love this guy. I think he's great. No. And I think he's the – like guys like him and McDermott, I think Belichick's had his day. Andy Reid finally won a Super Bowl. But I like those other two guys better. I like Tomlin and McDermott. They're my choices, best coaches.
We say it all the time. I could listen to Mike Tomlin talk all day long.
All day.
He makes you want to run through a wall. You just mentioned Bill
McDermott
Belichick.
I put McDermott and Tomlin on every single time I see him talking. I put them on Coast to Coast, whether people like it or not. You don't like the Bills and Steelers? Then I don't like you.
I love it. You got to have it. Let's go to Bill Belichick now. The Patriots beat the Jets on Monday night, Scotty. So yesterday in his weekly appearance on WEEI in Boston, the guys, I guess, asked Belichick about turning down the Jet job back before he took the Patriot job. And he says, Scotty, it was one of the greatest moments of his life. Here's Bill Belichick.
This makes Mafia mad.
One of the not only most defining, but you know, one of the great moments of my career. And that combined with Robert giving me the opportunity to come here, I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything more. So it's just that wasn't a good situation for me, and I didn't want to be part of it, so I wasn't. But the other half of that was Robert giving me the opportunity to come here and trading. I mean, he gave up, you know, quite a bit to get me to come here. That was a big trade. I'm very thankful that it worked out. So I appreciate all the support from Robert, the Kraft family, the Patriots organization, and all the New England fans, and I'll keep trying to do my best for this team and this organization, getting the very best that I can. But I'm very thankful for the opportunity to come here, and wasn't going to stay there in that situation.
You know, all time, he's the greatest. That's all there is to it. People talk Lombardi. I'm sorry. This guy has shredded Lombardi. He's the greatest coach that ever had a job in the NFL with his number of rings and championships and what he's done in Boston alone, let alone what he did with the New York Football Giants when he was a young coach, coaching Lawrence Taylor. This guy's Hall of Fame, done deal, greatest ever. And he's just been unbelievable, unequaled by his peers.
Lions have a home game with the Washington Football Club coming up on Sunday, Scotty. They have lost a couple of games in a row. Once again, the season kind of spiraling out of control for Matt Patricia. Here he is, Scotty. The Lions, they just need to be better.
You know, I mean, I think for us, we obviously look at each year individually. Right now, we're focused on where we are right now. You know, we just got done with the first half of our football season of 2020. It's been an interesting one by all means. And we know the second half is critical for us. So from that standpoint, you know, we're going to take a good look at what we did for the first eight games. And obviously we need to improve on the second eight as we go forward. And that's what we'll do.
Listen, I was wrong, obviously. I thought they were turning the corner with this guy, but it's painfully obvious to me now that he's terrible and that Jim Caldwell humiliated him as a coach of the Lions, and they shafted the black guy. That's just all there is to it. They should have kept him as the head coach. In fact, they should fire Patricia and bring him back. I mean, he's the only guy that ever won in Detroit. I told you, Listen, this team is miserable in their history. It's just misery. And I don't think they should be allowed to be on Thanksgiving Day. I'm sick and tired of watching them on Thanksgiving.
You want
They're
them
the worst
pulled
team
out
of
that game.
I can't.
You want
can't
them off that Thanksgiving
it's the
Day
worst.
So badly. And
it's
let me
worst.
Tell you, the early slate on Thanksgiving this year, Scotty, not exactly exciting. We're all going to be waiting for the Steelers and the Ravens at 8 o'clock at night. I believe it's Detroit and Houston in the first game and Dallas, Washington in the second game. So there's a couple of brutal games. You better get the bourbon and the turkey out real early on Thanksgiving Day and hope that you're awake for the Steelers and the Ravens at night. That's for sure.
The
let's
Lions
go to John.
Are going to make me start drinking again that are so bad. And let me tell you another thing. I'd rather watch fat John Madden eat turkey legs than watch that football team on Thanksgiving every year. I don't care what anyone in Detroit thinks of me either.
Oh, boy. That's why they invented gambling, Scotty. That's why we bet on these games, because we need a reason to watch them. Let's go to John Gruden now and the Raiders giving him. He's another guy that maybe kind of wants to make you run through a wall sometimes, Scotty. He's very excited about the Raiders season so far at the halfway point.
We feel good about winning four games on the road. Five of our first eight were on the road. We think we've been competitive week in and week out. We've adapted to a lot of different circumstances. Missing players, missing practice, different types of weather. And obviously the COVID experience has really made things bizarre and different. But I compliment our team, our players, our coaches for being able to concentrate, prepare hard, and compete hard. And that's what I'm most proud of, but we still have a long way to go.
Look, they're in it. I'll give you that much. So we'll see where they go. But they're definitely in the picture right now, especially with extra teams allowed in the playoffs.
Christian McCaffrey did not practice today with the Panthers. He's getting a second opinion on his shoulder, Scotty. He reportedly will miss Sunday's game at home against the Bucs. The owners unanimously approved the 16-team playoff contingency plan that will go into place if some games start to get missed. The NFL is going to award teams a third-round draft pick for the advancement of minorities. Roger Goodell is going to, the NFL is going to consider onside kickoff alternatives. I sure hope they do, because it's a waste of time right now. He also says they're going to try to get as many fans into the Super Bowl as they possibly can. That's going to make it safe, Scotty. Whatever's safe, Roger's going to try to get as many people into Tampa as he can.
I thought they were only going to let like 20,000 in there.
Sounds like Roger's going to try to get more in there than 20, as long as it's safe. Has to be safe, Scotty. And Baker Mayfield off the COVID list. He's going to be good to go for the Browns this week in their game. And the AFC Players of the Week, Josh Allen, AFC Offensive Player of the Week, Scotty. How about that?
I like that. NFC Dalvin Cook with his big effort. The guy's been tearing it up of late.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so a lot happening in Houston, A, with the Rockets, B, with the Texans. I saw today that the Texans fired their VP of communications, the first and only woman to head the PR department in the NFL for an NFL franchise. They told her she was no longer, quote unquote, a cultural fit with the franchise, whatever that means. I don't even have any clue what that's about. You fire this woman down there, that's going to lead to some problems, I would think. And as far as the Rockets go, Carver High, we have fans asking us what's going to happen with Russ and Harden, and are they unhappy with the state of the Rockets? You know what? I'm starting to think there's more to it than just what's wrong with the Rockets. I think there might be some semblance of truth to the fact that, A, they're not interested in Silas being the head coach. B, they may not be interested in his choices like Hornacek for assistance. And C, I think the thing that no one's talking about that might be true is I think that Harden doesn't want to play with Russell Westbrook. I think they tried that, and I think he wants nobody having that ball in their hands except him. I think Harden wants the pill at all times. He's a hero ball, ISO ball, 40 a game scorer, whatever you want to call him. That's what he wants every night. He wants to have 35 to 50 points, and he doesn't mind when Tucker and Gordon shoot threes as long as he doesn't have a look first. He is the first, second, and third option. Everything else is secondary to him. I don't think he likes watching Russ run around with the ball. I don't think he likes him having the ball, attacking the rim. I don't think he likes playing with him. This isn't their Oak City days when they were young kids and they didn't know any better. I think their egos are too big to play with one another. I think that the bottom line is Harden wants Russell Westbrook to leave Houston. That's what I think he wants to happen. I think Harden wants to stay. He wants Russ gone. He hopes that all those teams that want him, allegedly five or more already want him, Russell Westbrook, and that's what Harden wants, for him to leave. Simple as that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.